Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and happy Sunday to everyone. Wherever you are joining us from, we are so excited that you have made the decision to listen to our show today. I am your host, Dynamic Daphne, and as always on a Sunday, the episode focuses on life issues, empowerment, adversities, anything that is enhancing and empowering our lives, which can be a wide array of different things. And as you may recall, or you have been listening for a number of weeks now, we have been focusing our attention on what's possible from a book that I picked up in one of my favorite stores around here. And we were sharing 50 stories of people who dare to dream. So every Sunday we would do that, and we would also at various times include some personal stories in it. Well, today we are not going to be working with that book. However, we are going to focus our attention on something that a lot of people is really utilizing now, and that is the power of prayer. So today we are going to be talking about healing. We're going to talk about life. We are going to talk about prayer. We are going to talk about breakthrough and what's possible when we do all of that. I have my two panelists who is hanging out with me. As a matter of fact, we also have one guest who has already called in. And we have the founder and co-founder of a prior group, which I'll be bringing on momentarily. But we have on the line the founder and co-founder of Healing Waters Prior Connection on the line. And we are going to talk to them and hear what their amazing prior connection is doing. And just to get a little feel of who they are. So my two panelists are Keisha Stuckey and Sharon Pivot, I think it's pronounced. I hope she will forgive me in case I mess her name up. So before I go into the other housekeeping and bring them on live, I want to proudly announce that I have been appointed as a chartered member of the National Board of Directors for Women of Concerned Professionals and Strategic Conscious Networking. So it is indeed an honor for me, and I accept the appointment. And all I can say, I pray that I will be able to add value there, and also to see that they see it fitting to include me among such distinguished women of conscious networking. I want to also remind you callers that you can call in whenever your heart tells you to. If you have a story that fits into any of the things I said today, by all means, we want to hear from you. You can join us in the chat room, which is up and running, and you can call to be part of this stimulating conversation by dialing 646-915-8166. And without any further delay, I want to bring on live Miss Keisha Stuckey and Miss Sharon Pivot, and I'm going to ask Keisha. Ladies, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Keisha, why don't you take a few minutes and please just introduce yourself to my listeners. Tell them who you are, please.
My name is Keisha Stuckey, and I am from Middletown, Connecticut, and I am a prayer warrior, and I am honored to be on the show to share how God has answered so many prayers through this awesome prayer line that he has asked us to start.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so very much. Ms. Sharon, would you please introduce yourself?
My name is Sharon Privet, and I'm from Winton, North Carolina, and I'm an evangelist and a soldier of God.
Amen, amen. And we also, ladies, I lead you to understand that we do have a caller on the line, which I will be bringing on momentarily. But I want for you both, and I guess I should start with Keisha. Tell us how this prayer connection started. And I want you both to give me your part about the beginning. And then I'm going to have the guest who is on the line come in and share her testimony. I don't want her to be holding too long.
Okay. The Healing Waters Prayer Connection started out as a book club that a minister had encouraged me to start. She encouraged me to start a Christian women's book club. She informed me that the Lord had spoken to her and told her that this would be a good idea for me to do. So we started out with a conference call number, and we all started reading a Christian book. And we read the book for about maybe 4 weeks, and then I could sense through the Holy Spirit that the book club was transitioning into more of a prayer line and also just like a bonding session for women to be able to call in and feel free to share their experiences, to share their pain, their adversities, and difficulties that they were going through. And after we talked about it and bonded about it, then we would pray about it, and we would also begin with worship. We would start off with worship. We would do scriptures, and we would pray. So the Lord has spoken to me about 4 weeks in, and he said that it was transitioning from a book club to a prayer line. And
right.
That's pretty much how it started.
Okay, wonderful. And I realize Ms. Sharon is in North Carolina. How did you learn about this, Ms. Sharon, and how did you became a part of it?
Well, at first, me and Keisha met on Facebook.
Ah.
We met on Facebook. At the time, you know, encouraging her, you know, to write a book, you know, to write a book, a daily devotion book, because she puts out some good things to encourage people.
Yes.
And then my granddaughter had got sick and was in the hospitals, and she was praying with me. And one day she said, if you're led by God, call me.
Wow.
And so I called her, and ever since then, that's been about a year or more ago, and ever since then we've been connected. And she asked me to attend her line with her, you know, start attending the line with her. Mm. And then she starts putting me on the spot with praying and trying to encourage the people.
Wonderful. What an amazing story. Another amazing, wonderful thing happening through Facebook. And I'm going to go to the caller because I want to hear what the caller has to say. And then I'm going to come back to you ladies, okay? So just sit there, sip on your water, and listen to what the caller has to say.
Amen.
Caller, good evening. You are on live. Your last four digits are 345. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Kim from Vernon, Connecticut.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So you are connected to the prior line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, tell us your story. You heard, you can say hello to Miss Sharon and Miss Keisha. They are on the line and they can hear you live. You can go ahead and say hello to them.
Hi, Keisha. Hi, Miss Sharon.
Hey, girl.
Hey, Kim.
How are you guys?
All right.
Good.
How are
you
doing?
Wonderful.
All right. Miss Kim, tell us. You tell us your story. Tell us what happened with you and this prior line.
Okay. I met Keisha through a mutual friend.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to the prior line, I wasn't sure if it was up and running, and I don't believe so. But Keisha came into my life by divine design. There's no doubt in my mind in that now. And just, you know, as an added bonus, Miss Sharon is now in my life, and they have been very instrumental in guiding me through a very difficult time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Keisha did not, we lost touch here and there. We've never met personally, but you would think we had been friends forever.
Yeah.
And God works in those wonderful, wonderful ways.
Yes.
And she, out of the blue, right in the beginning of my hardship with separation from my husband, had just texted me, "How are you?" And
wow.
I believe God put me on her heart.
Mm.
And she gave me a scripture, which was Jeremiah 29:11, 6 months ago, about 5.5 months ago. And ever since her giving me that scripture, it has come into my life repeated times, random times. I can't get away from it, so to speak. So Keisha is a truly, truly gifted woman of God. And they introduced me to, well, she introduced me to the prior line, Healing Waters.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little apprehensive at first, but
mm-hmm.
It brought me such comfort during a very painful time in my life. And Miss Sharon has also been there for me. If I couldn't reach Keisha, Sharon was kind of on backup for me.
Mm.
So it has brought me a lot of comfort where I don't think I would be where I am today if I didn't have these two and the Healing Waters prayer line. I'm truly blessed and truly, truly appreciative.
Mm.
And praise be to God for bringing them this idea and bringing it to fruition.
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, I can so relate with you, Kim, because this past, I think it was Friday, I was sitting at my desk going through a challenging situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone rang, and it was a friend of mine, a friend and colleague of mine from Ohio. And I had not spoken with her on the phone for a few months, and she said, "What's going on?" So I said nothing. She said, "Yes, something is going on because God told me to drop what I am doing and call you." So just like you said, Keisha called you, text you that day. God has
it's amazing.
Yes, God has a powerful way of looking after his people.
Amen.
And it is such an amazing thing when we are obedient and can follow through on his obedience, on his request, excuse me. Because a lot of times we are given instructions, and instead of following through, we try to decipher why and when. And I know that when God gives us an instruction, it's not for us to decipher when and how and why. It's for us to take action.
Amen.
So we can just move on. Does either of you ladies have any feedback from what Kim just said? Or anything to add?
Yes, I'm amazed at, you know, just the fruit, you know, just, I'm amazed that we called on the Lord on her behalf, and he answered quickly. And what ended up happening is every week Kim sounded better and better.
My God.
she sounded more at peace every week. And even though she didn't notice it, because it was such a rough experience that she was going through, me and Ms. Sharon would notice it. And before you know it, the joy of the Lord was just on her so strongly. And the Lord has just been opening doors for her and just healing her, you know, giving her more peace, helping her to accept, you know, what God was doing, because basically, you know, her marriage wasn't going too well and she was fighting for it. But I think the Lord was telling her to let go because it wasn't his will.
Praise the Lord. Ms. Sharon, do you have anything to add?
Not too much. I just wanted to say that I'm just glad that she's moved forth and becoming happier with herself. Because if we don't be happy with ourselves, we can't expect to be happy with someone else.
I think we're having a bit of technical difficulty with Ms. Sharon. She's still on the line, but I cannot hear her. Keisha, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and I can hear Ms. Sharon. Yes, I'm
Kim,
here.
Can
I can hear
me?
Ms. Sharon. Yes.
I'm here also. I can hear Ms. Sharon.
Hello?
Hello?
Ms. Sharon, you're there, right?
Yes, I'm here.
And Kimmy there?
I'm here.
I think it's on her end.
Can you
okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, that's so strange.
I think it's on her end. The devil is a liar.
Yeah, we should just pray now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we cancel the assignments of the enemy right now, Father God. We cancel his assignment to kill, steal, and destroy this radio show, Father God. We decree and declare that no weapons formed against this radio show going forth will not prosper in the precious name of Jesus, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over this line, Father God. We ask you to open up the airways, Father God. We ask you to just bind every distracting spirit, Father God, every nosy spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Your will be done, Father God. Your will be done, Father God. This show will be a blessing to the nations, Father God. Other people's lives will be touched by this show in the name of Jesus, God. And Daphne will get back on the line, Father God. And we will not be interrupted again in the name of Jesus, God, because we know that this is your will, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, your word says that when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Lord, your word says that you inhabit the presence of your praise, God. So we know that you are here with us, God, right now on this call, Father God. And we just thank you, Father God, for the victory, Father God, over this situation, God. We trust in you, Father God, to fix this situation, Father God. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah,
thank you,
Jesus.
Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, Father God.
Jesus.
You're worthy, Father.
Yes, God, we thank
you're
right now. We thank you for thank you for making all the crooked places straight, Father God.
Hallelujah.
That the devil is alive. Jesus, God.
Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord.
Do you think we should all hang up and call back?
Yeah, I think we need to do that.
Okay, let's try that.
Let's try that.
Okay.
All
right.
Right.
Bye, guys.
Okay, hello, Miss Sharon. Hello. Hello. That was my friend Rochelle Blakely. Ladies, thank you for calling back. And I think right now I think I need to ask one of you ladies to just say a prayer so that the enemy will take his hands off these equipment so we can float. So anybody who wants to pray, go ahead, please.
Keisha.
We went into warfare already when the sound went off.
Okay. All right. So we'll move on then. So thank you so much, Miss Sharon. You can continue from where before you hang up and call back in.
Okay. I just thank God that he's healed her hurt enough that she can move on with her life. Because sometimes us women feel that we have to have a man to validate who we are. And really the only man we need to validate who we are is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I think I'm glad that she's moved forward and doing things and enjoying life again instead of being depressed and, you know, bound down with hurt.
Yes.
And I thank God for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Miss Sharon. Sister Kim, do you have anything else you would like to add?
Something just came to mind, and thank you, Lord, for that. Sharon had impressed on me, was I involved in a church right around Thanksgiving or shortly thereafter, and I had drifted away from the church I was attending and was looking for something. It was traditional, so I was looking for something a little more focused on the Word and focused on Jesus. And I have found, again, not by accident, a wonderful church through a friend that has just launched here in Vernon, Connecticut, that is amazing. And they're in a town that really needs the Lord. And, I mean, this vision came to them from another Berlin, Connecticut, and they have launched an amazing church here. And I was at a ministry meeting for hours today. I'm involved in the ministry. I'm going to have a full submersion baptism. I'm cleaning out the baptismal tub. I'm so involved like I never have been. And I still have my moments, but, you know, as Scripture says, I've been brought up out of a horrible, horrible pit, and my feet are standing upon a rock. And I thank the Lord and thank Keisha and Sharon so much because I finally listened to her, and I found a wonderful church. I've never felt such power in a church. You know, the Spirit is alive, and I've never experienced anything like this in my life. So
Amen.
Thank you, guys.
Amen.
Yep. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sister Kim. You can stay on. And I'm going to leave your line open if you want to continue with the conversation. Also, if you want to hang up and sign on to the chat room, you can also feel free to do that. But it is up to you. And ladies, I am going to take a brief commercial break, and then I will come back to our conversation.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right, and if you're just joining us, I am in conversation with Keisha Stuckey and Sharon Privat. And we are talking about healing. We are talking about life. We are talking about prayer. We are talking about breakthrough. And these two women are from Healing Waters Prior Connection. So, hey, guys, call us. The number is 646-915-8166. Again, 646-915-8166. Miss Sharon,
yes.
Why is prayer so important in your life? You want to share some of your testimonies are some of your breakthroughs that you have had during your life that you know is a direct result of prayer?
Well, prayer is a big thing in my life because that's keeping a connection with God, for one thing. And I have been through a lot of little trials in my life, and one that I like to tell the young ladies, especially the ladies that have been abused. I was involved with a man, and he was very abusive. But as you know, as time get on, one thing, you got to get tired of being sick and tired, for one thing. And when I came to the point of being tired and sick and tired, and when I made a decision that I want to get out, he was just not going to let me out that easy. And he was not mentally, you know. He was physically, and he, when I decided it was over, I had had enough, I'd rather die to be with him anymore, and he jumped on me, and he started stomping me, and he started kicking me, and then once I noticed, he kicked me in the mouth, he kicked out my teeth, and I didn't know what to do, and I was just laying on that floor, and I just start calling on the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord, no other name, yes.
Yes, I start calling on the name of Jesus, and my body lifted up off the floor.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Running across the floor without my feet touching the ground, and I knew it was nobody but God.
My God.
And that's why I tell it, it's power in the name of Jesus.
Yes, there is. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. And that's my testimony.
Oh, thank you so much. There is somebody somewhere in the world that needed to hear that and to know the power in the name of Jesus. If you only call on him.
Yes.
He's there.
Yes.
Just call on him. Because there's no, you know, today we sang that song and Vicky sang that song from deep down in her soul.
That's right.
All on the name, no other name but Jesus.
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
I tell you, when I called on the name of Jesus, I don't know how I felt my body just lift right up off the floor.
Mm.
I was running in midair.
Wow.
My feet wasn't touching the floor.
When he saw that, what did he say afterwards? Did he say anything?
He just continued to chase behind me as I was moving.
Mm.
You know, he just had so much rage. You know, but I know that was God, because he could have, at that time, he was a black belt teacher in karate, so he could have took me out.
Yes.
But it wasn't my time yet.
God has all the colors intertwined.
That's right.
He's not red, he's not green, he's not black. Everything is in there.
That's right. That's right.
Intertwined.
That's right. And he wasn't ready for me yet.
That's right.
There were some more things he needed for me to do in my future.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Keisha, I kind of know your stories and everything, but why do you decide that you want to commit part of the work you do to prayer to heal other people? Why do you see it as important?
Because I see the results of prayer. I see that when you call on the Lord, that he answers. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it happen so much. You know, I would pray and I would see results. Mm-hmm. And that's what really encouraged me to pray. And I always had a desire to pray for people since I was a little child. And the Lord showed me at an early age that I was an intercessor. And, you know, I would be driving somewhere or riding somewhere with my mother, and I would see somebody sick on the side of the road or see somebody's car broke down, and something on the inside of me would prompt me to pray.
My God.
And I would see, like, when I would pray for people, that the Lord will always bring it back to me. Whatever I would pray for, he will always bring me back the confirmation that he answered the prayer. You know, whether it be a stranger or somebody I knew, he would bring the information back to me to let me know that he had heard my cry.
My God, that is so powerful. And I am glad you mentioned about this happening when you were a child, because, you know, adults are challenging people, and a lot of times kids would say something to us and we would dismiss it because we think they are children. But when God has an obedient vessel, he's not putting any age limit on it. So long as you are obedient, he gives you the power to go out there and carry out his duty.
Yes,
yes, he does.
And I just pray that some parents who are hearing this will pay attention to that, because there are a lot of little people out there who are prophets and prophetess. The Lord is using them in a mighty way.
Yes, God.
And we just need to listen, to listen. A lot of what's going on in the world today, kids are having insights about it. But because society does not allow them to speak the power that the Lord has given them, a lot of them are fearful and reluctant to step out into that. But I am challenging all adults to set the children free and let them do that which the Lord has called them to.
Yes. Ms. Daphne, another thing I would like to add is that, you know, speaking of that childlike faith, you know, my daughter and my son, they also have the mantle to pass down to them as prayer warriors. And whenever I get a fresh bottle of olive oil, I ask my children to pray over it. And I will say, you know, to my daughter, I will say, put all of your faith into that bottle of oil, whatever faith you have in God. I said, do you believe God can heal people? Do you believe God can set free and deliver people? And my daughter will say, yes, Mommy. And I pass her the bottle of oil, and I say, you don't have to pray out loud, but just pray in your heart to God that he will bless that oil and give it power to whoever comes in contact with it. And whenever my daughter pray over that oil and pass it back to me, the anointing is so strong that my hand shakes and the bottle of oil shakes, and I can feel the power. I can feel the power of God coming right through that oil because of that childlike, innocent faith that she has.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank
you, God.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
My God.
Thank Father. Thank
my
you,
God.
Father. Thank you.
My God. My God.
Yes, God.
What a testimony.
Yes, God.
What a testimony.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. My God. So, Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
So, how often does the Healing Waters prayer connection meet, ladies?
It meets every Thursday night at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yes. Sometimes if we need to take a break or, if, you know, different work schedules or something, we might skip a few times. But for the most part, it's been consistent. And we want to try to make it even more consistent. It's just that it's only usually been a few of us. But I believe that the Lord is going to open it up at some point to where, you know, women will be able to have the number and call in. Like maybe it could be someone that just got raped or someone that just got abused will be able to call in and get the healing that they need. And the Lord, he gave me a dream, and I was walking and everything filled up with water all around me. Before I knew it, it was like I was in an ocean of water. And he said, this water represents the healing water. He said, women are going to come, and through this healing water, they're going to be healed. Whatever they ask for in Jesus' name, whatever healing they need, they are going to be healed by this living water.
Thank you, Jesus. So how do people get to call in? Would you repeat the number for them to call in?
Yes, it's 949-812-4500. And the code, the access code is 584-568.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. Miss Sharon, where would you like to see in the next 2 years or so, where would you like to see the Healing Waters prior connection? What would you like to see happening?
I would like to see it bloom for the women, because we all have to have somebody to confide in sometimes, and what we talk about is going to stay among us. And we all have, like I said, we all have to have somebody to talk to. I want it to bloom out so it to be national, you know, because we need each other to survive. And I'm just hoping that it just will build and build and build and build. It'll be a connection to all the women. Up when their marriages need help, and they need help in their marriages, help, need help with the children, need help with their everyday walk. Because, you know, regardless of what, without God, we're nothing. And we could, and this help people pray and stay encouraged. And, you know, if God bring us to a situation, he'll bring us through a situation.
Amen. Yes, he sure will. Yes,
and that's
will.
How I wanted to keep people encouraged. You know, people don't understand. A lot of times people want to bring up blame, a lot of things on the devil. But for some things, we just got to be tested.
That's right. That's right.
And when we get tested, we got to see how we're going to hold up. We got to hold up to see the end.
Well,
and I want the line to be as though we're encouraging people to move on, not get stuck in one spot and just be depressed, you know, and just you know, just don't know what to do. And,
well,
you know, and they could come to the call the line and say, well, what should I do about this situation? Or which way should I go about this situation? And maybe some of us on the line, by us been some of us done been through that situation, we can help them, encourage them to go forth.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. That's right. It doesn't matter where they are. All they need to do is to put the phone up. Well, I promise the Lord I will be obedient, so I'm going to tell you, ladies, I just felt led to ask both of you to pray for my ministry and my work and the things that I'm doing. So before we get off, I will give time, if you all agree to do it, in order for you to pray for the ministry I have and the work that I am doing and events that I am working on. So I will be back. I'm going to take a brief commercial break.
Superfastlinkbuilding.com. The biggest challenge for business owners and entrepreneurs like you is getting your site to show up on the first page of a Google search. It's been reported that Google often changes their search reporting methods multiple times in the same day. That's why you can't use just any search optimization company. The SEO company that you choose has to think fast and move even faster. At SuperFastLinkBuilding.com, we've designed and developed a unique system to start positioning your site closer to the top. Our complex system of websites and blogs, along with our proprietary algorithms, are pushing our clients' sites to page one every day. Your site will never rise on its own. You've got to do something about it. Subscribe today. SuperFastLinkBuilding.com.
All right, ladies, I forgot I had you on. I have to warn you, everything you say gets recorded, so although the commercial is playing, whatever is said is being recorded, but it's all good. It's all good. So, Keisha, where would you like to see Healing Waters Prayer Connection?
I would like to see Healing Prayer Connection go beyond Thursday at 10 o'clock. I would like to see, you know, whenever, wherever we are, whatever we're doing, if we get quickened by the Holy Spirit to pray for a person, that we should just pray for them right then and there, because many times I see people that will call on pastors or call on ministers to pray for them, and they'll say, oh, okay, I'll pray for you during my prayer time. And sometimes people need to hear you pray for them. They need you to speak life over their spirit. They need you to wake up the gifts in them that are lying dormant. They need you to speak to those demonic forces and command them to go, because we don't have the ability to heal, deliver, or set free, but we have the authority through Christ Jesus, and it's time for us to step up and recognize the authority that we have and exercise that authority so that people could be set free, because sometimes people need a right now prayer, not okay, I'll pray for you later. You might miss the mark by saying, oh, I'll pray for you another time.
That is so true. That is so true. And that's one of the reasons why I when I mentioned that I promised the Lord I'd be faithful. And as I made the request based on the inclination that I've gotten, each of you in your personal space where you are right now, we are in two different states, you can ask the Lord if he honestly and truly wants you to pray for the things that I do. And when he instructs you to, you can just let me know you want to pray, and then we will do that. So for right now, I want to remind callers to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. If you have a prayer request, or if you have a prayer testimony that you want to give, you heard Sister Kim call in and gave her testimony about what her result from the prayer connection is. And if you have one, please don't hesitate, call and let us hear from you. The number is 646-915-8166. I mean, as women, when we go to the stores and the sale is good, we call other women up and tell them. When we get coupons, we call them up and we tell them. So why is it when the Lord is so good to us and doing amazing things in our lives, why are our lips sealed? So here is your opportunity to call up and give your testimony of some of the things that the Lord has done for you. Because I'm saying some, because he has done so many things in our lives. We wouldn't have enough time in 24 hours to talk about all of them. So call up, be encouraged, call up and let somebody else hear about what the Lord has been doing in your life, all because of prayer. Would you ladies like to share some other experiences of, you don't have to call any names, but some situations that you have prayed through and see God move in it?
I can think of one. We have a girl that calls in on the line, and she was homeless. And, you know, she had some drug issues, and she had a baby that she had to give away from adoption because she was raped. And, you know, she would call on the line every few weeks, and she told us that she was tired of living in a car. She would be sleeping in people's cars. She would be sleeping in parks and things like this. And she kept calling in, and we prayed for her to have a place to stay. And she ended up calling, you know, a few months later saying that the Lord had blessed her with a home.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So she was breaking into people's cars to sleep, or people was allowing her to sleep in the car?
People were allowing her to sleep in the car, and, you know, the Lord just was drawing her. You know, I had met her while I was actually looking for my brother, because my brother has a crack problem, and I was looking for my brother on the street, and mm-hmm. she was there, and she asked me for a ride home, and mm-hmm. I said a prayer for her that day, and we bonded, and ever since that day, the Lord would have me to find her. You know, I would just be anywhere, at a store, you know, in my car, you know, walking somewhere, driving somewhere, and I would just spot her, and it was because mm-hmm. the Lord was calling her. The Lord was drawing her closer to him, mm-hmm. and she thought it was me. She kept saying, "You must be my angel. You always find me." But I said, "It's not me." I said, "The Lord is calling you." I said, "Every time you see me, that's a reminder that God loves you, that he's watching over you, and that he wants to give you this sign to let you know that he hasn't forgotten about you."
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Miss Sharon, would you like to share some of your experiences for people that you have prayed through situations?
I know, well, because I'm a caretaker.
Yes.
And I had met a couple one time that I was working for, and it was a husband and a wife, and the wife had Alzheimer's and stuff. And one day that she got lost, and her husband's sister picked her up and brought her back to the house. I didn't even know he had a sister. Mm. And I talked to the sister, and I found out that they hadn't spoken 20 years.
Woo!
And they lived from one street to the next street from one another.
Yes.
And she said, "I don't know what to do." And it was put in my spirit to tell her, just keep coming around. It's going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And as time, and then in that, within that year, they were spending Christmas together.
Thank you, Father.
And I talked to him one day. He said, "I don't know what to do about my sister coming around." I said, "Come a time when bygones need to be bygones."
That's right.
It was there's only you and her. The two sisters and brothers, and they were, and he was in his 80s, and they hadn't spoken 20 years. And she was there for him when his wife died, you know, and they came together on Christmas Eve, right? The kids and her, I mean, his daughter and his son, they all came together on Christmas Eve. And I was supposed to be in the midst, you know, and because the sister played piano and they had a piano. But the children didn't know the sister was coming. So when they all came together, I just slid on out the door because that was their time to bond.
That's right. Hallelujah. My
and,
God, what a story.
And she I get a, and that was about 7 to 8 years ago, and he's gone on. But that sister sends me a birthday card and a Christmas card every year and calls me her earth angel.
My God. Wow. What a powerful testimony.
Yes.
My God. Oh, how beautiful.
As long as you're a willing vessel, he will move in you.
That's right. Go back to the action. We just need to be willing.
Yes.
Just be willing to be used.
Yes. 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 God is good.
All the time. All the time, God is good.
Yes, he
is. Listen, guys, if you just sign on, please call in 646-915-8166. I have two prior warriors on the line, and we are talking about life healing breakthrough and the power of prayer. So I know you all have stories and testimonies.
Yes.
And even all the things you all have been attributing luck to. Ain't no luck, it's prayer. So call in and let's talk about those things.
That's
the number again is 646-915-8166. And ladies, as we talk, if the Spirit lays anything on your heart that you want to say, please feel free to grab hold of the mic and just say.
I just wanted to bring it back to Ms. Sharon's remembrance that about her granddaughter, because I don't think she told a story of what was going on with her granddaughter.
Yes.
Okay.
Michelle, you want
to tell us about your granddaughter, please?
Yes, yes. My granddaughter, she was about 2 years old, and all of a sudden she started taking sick, stomach pains, and she had to be sent to CHKD, which is a good hospital in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And nobody knew what was going on. The doctors couldn't find out what was going on. And that's how me and Keisha really came connected with coming together and praying for my granddaughter. And I told Keisha, I just don't know what's going on with her. And, you know, we're praying and things like that. And Keisha let me know it was the devil didn't want her to take on the mantle. But I thank God right now today, she's running around,
Jesus,
jumping and playing and doing everything she's big and bad enough to do at 3 years old. And I owe God all the honor and the glory.
Obedience, 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 obedience.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. And, it's another testimony I got. I had when I turned 18 years old.
When you turn how much? 18.
When I turned 18 years old, I came down. Came down with eczema, dermatitis, and it started in the armpits. Then it spread all the way down my arms, down my back, and my scalp. Down my legs. And I was like a mockery to people. People would just look at me funny and cut their eyes at me. And then the kids would get upset when the children start asking a question. I'd rather for the kids to start asking the question than the grown folks looking at you at the corner of their eye. I don't want you to see them looking.
Right, right.
And I was going through a time, and that was the time in my life, and I would try to go get, me and my two daughters would go try to get a room. I would be rejected because of my skin. And it was so bad that it was flared up. My skin was actually like a black snake. And I was just saying, Lord, why now, you know? And I am 47 years old now. That started when I was 18. And last year, God started healing. My body is cleared up, except for some spots I got on my ankles and my feet. But you know what? We have to keep those scars to see what the glory of the Lord can do for you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
My God, what a testimony.
Yes.
What a testimony. And what yes. what did you had gone to the dermatologist and everything?
Dermatologist,
like
everything. It mine was just so severe. When they gave me the allergy test, when they put the little thing needles in your back to see what you're allergic to.
Yes.
I was allergic to everything.
My God. My God.
I was allergic to everything. But God, glory to God. Today I'm healed, but like I said, I have a little few spots around my ankles or whatever. But sometimes we have to keep those scars
to show
the glory of the Lord.
To keep us reminded, because how quickly we forget.
That's it.
We forget
that's
so
it.
Quickly where He has brought us from.
That's
and
right.
From all
that's right.
the things. We have all been in some deep valleys.
That's
if
right.
If it was not for the grace of God, we three would not be on the line this evening.
Glory
but
to God.
We tend to forget.
That's it. God is so great. And He's so awesome.
Yes.
You know, and
yes.
we need to praise and thank Him every minute of the day mm-hmm. for letting us
yes,
breathe air.
Mm-hmm.
You know. You know, some people don't say, God is not blessing me yet. God is not moving. He moves when you wake you up in the morning, because that alarm clock is not waking you up. It's God that's waking you up.
That's right. You didn't have to be up complaining that He didn't do anything for you, because a lot of people didn't see the rising of the sun.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen.
A lot of people didn't see the rising of His sun. Of the sun. I tell you, one of my bedroom windows, even though it's the winter here and it's cold, I
yes.
do not have any curtains at that window, and I do it for a reason, because every morning I want to look through that window when I turn around and
that's right.
see nature out there. I know it's a privilege that God has blessed me with a new day.
Amen. Amen.
And yesterday I was talking to a colleague of mine, and I said, I have to stand firm in the things that God has called me to. And I said, yes, the fiery darts are coming my way, left, right, and center. But I said, I know nothing else but to stand in His presence and do what He asked me to do. Because I said, when I look on where He has brought me from,
hallelujah.
I can't quit now. I just cannot quit now. Keisha, we haven't heard from you in a while, Miss Keisha.
Okay, I'll stop being quiet.
do you have any other testimonies you want to share of people that you have been praying for over the years or anything?
Yes, I just wanted to mention that I was moving out of an apartment building, and I had a neighbor who was a diabetic, and she was extremely overweight, and she had some sores, like open sores on her legs that were like literally oozing pus. So the Lord prophetically gave me a vision of her in a nursing home. And He gave me a vision of her being lonely, nobody going to visit her. And He gave me a vision of her legs being amputated. So I went to the Lord in prayer, and I said, Father God, you know, please heal her, because she loves you. You know, she have a plan for her life. You know, please spare her life. So the Lord spoke to me, and He said, I will heal her, but you have to lay hands on her. And I laughed, because I said, you want me to lay hands on her? I said, oh, my God. So I kept ignoring it, and I didn't go down to pray for her, and the Lord just kept nagging me. So finally one day I said, okay, I'm going to go pray for her. I went downstairs to her apartment. I got the healing oil, and I prayed for her. We came into agreement and for her healing and faith. And the next couple of weeks, I had gotten acclimated in my apartment, and I went back to the old neighborhood just to say hi. And I had totally forgot that I had even prayed for her. And she came outside, and she showed me her legs, and all the wounds and all the pus, everything was dried up.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you. All out of your obedience. And isn't it so human that We always want to leave everything up to God and don't want to do our part, right?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Ready to ask Daddy so to heal her, but you don't want to do. All he's asking you to do, go lay your hands on. You think, me, why should I do it? You have the power to heal her without me laying hands.
That's right.
I don't have
Amen.
To go.
Wow. Amen.
What
Will
a
give
story.
Us the power.
What a story. What a story. What a story. Well, guys, if you're just joining, we have 29 minutes remaining. We would love to hear you call in with your prior testimonies and anything that the Lord has done for you and is still doing, or any experiences pertaining to prayer or healing. Call us, or any breakthroughs that you have. Call in and share with us.
Oh.
So approximately 29 minutes remaining in this show, and I'm having a good time, and I'm
just too.
That my two panelists are having a good time as yeah. well.
Did, yes, we are.
Has the Lord laid anything on your heart, both of your hearts, to tell the people or to say?
I just wanted to share just a couple of quick testimonies. I was in South Carolina at my cousin's wedding, and the next day we had a big picnic at my grandmother's house, and there was a woman there, and she was a pastor, and we were talking to each other and just keeping each other company, and she left her phone next to me while she went inside to the house to use the ladies' room, and the phone was going off the hook, and I remember her saying that she was waiting for her husband to call to see when it was time to pick him up. So the Holy Spirit said, pick up the phone. So I picked up her cell phone, and I said, oh, this is Pastor so-and-so's phone. And she said, oh, can I speak to the pastor? And I said, well, she's a little busy right now. I said, can I take a message? And the lady just started break down crying, and she said, well, I was calling for prayer. And I said, well, if you want, we could pray right now. So she says to me, you know, they diagnosed my brother with cancer, and they did the test and found out he has cancer. They're going to start the chemo, and I don't know what to do because I love my brother and I don't want to lose him. Mm-hmm. So I prayed for her over the phone, and this is how I learned that there is no distance in the spirit, and that you don't
That's
have
right.
to be right next to somebody, you don't have to be touching them, that God could touch them, the Holy Spirit could come through. So mm-hmm. I began to pray for her brother, and I just began to just speak life, you know, because you don't have to always accept the doctor's death sentence when he
That's
says,
right.
oh, you have cancer, and you're going to die in 60 days and all this and that. So
mm-hmm.
we came together in faith, and I decreed and declared that there will be no evidence of cancer in his system and that he shall live and not die.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 weeks later, the pastor called me on the phone, and she said, the young lady that you spoke to over the phone wanted me to make sure I call you and to tell you that he went back to the doctor to get the test, and there was no evidence of cancer in his system.
Hallelujah. Woo!
Jesus.
And you were meant to pray for that lady.
Yes,
again, obedience, obedience, obedience.
Yes, God.
Obedience, obedience, obedience. My God.
Yes, God.
My God. My God. I am so
Hallelujah.
Glad that I was obedient when the Lord said, Keisha, to do this episode on this topic here. Because
yeah.
I know I needed it, and I know there are many people out there who need it. And I, you know, my son lives in Jamaica, ladies, and he's
yeah.
going through a little struggling times. And I want to ask both of you now to pray for my son. His name is
Javante. Javante?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice name.
Thank you.
Miss Sharon, you want to start first and then I go?
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we're gathered here touching and agreeing for
yes.
Javante tonight, Father God. Father God, you know what he's going through, Father God. All we have to do, Father, is touch and agree, Father God. And that whenever there's two or three gathered in the midst, Father God, we know that you will be there, Father God. And Father God, we're asking you, Father God, to look over to Jamaica tonight, Father God.
Father,
and touch this young man, Father God.
Jesus.
Give his touch his mother, Father God, in a mighty way, Father God, that she's standing on the battlefield for you, Father God. Find favor, Father God. Find favor tonight, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just want to say we love you, Father, and we honor you all tonight, Father God. And Father God, we know you said by his stripes we are healed, Father God. So Father God, on tonight, Father God, he's healed in you by your stripes, Father God. And Father God, I just want to say, Father God, blessed. Seek and we shall find, Father God. And the doors will open, Father. And Father God, tonight we are seeking.
Yes, Lord.
For the doors to come open, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, I just thank you, Father, for who you are in our lives, Father God. Because without you, Father God, we are nothing, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you for Jesus, Father, for opening the door to you, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you for Jesus because he's the light of this world, Father God. And Father God, I just thank you, Father God. And we just honor you on tonight, Father God, because you're truly worthy of the praises, Father. Father God, I just thank you, Father God, for any ears that are open tonight listening on this line, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
If they're going through anything tonight, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Comfort their hearts, Father.
Yes.
Let them know that you are God.
Yes, Lord.
And we could do all things.
All things, Lord.
Through Christ.
All.
Yes. That strengthens, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
And Father God, I just want to say, Father God, to God be the glory, Father.
All
thank
glory.
You for Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
That shed his blood on Calvary, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
For a little bitty old person like Sharon, Father.
Yes, Lord.
I just really ask you, Father, to reach your hand out for your people on tonight, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Because your people need you on tonight, Father God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
My prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Well, we just bring Javonte, Father God, to the throne of grace, Father God. We present him to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. She, Barabakashi. Father God, we just ask you to go to Jamaica, Father God. We ask you to go there right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Allow Javonte, Lord, wherever he is, to sense your presence so strongly, Father God, that he falls to his knees and worship, Father God. Bring him to his knees and worship, God. Let the tears flow, Father God. The healing to you, Father God, that will minister to his spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. We decree and declare that no weapons formed against Javonte will not prosper in the name of Jesus, God. Every tongue that rises up against him in judgment shall be condemned in the name of Jesus, God. Rejection right now in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you will build him up, Father God. Strengthen him in the name of Jesus, God, because the joy of the Lord is his strength, Father God. Build him up right now, Father God, supernaturally, Father God. Energize him spiritually, Father God. Father God, we cancel every assignment that the enemy has placed on his life, Father God. We decree and declare that with long life you shall satisfy him in the name of Jesus. He is blessed coming out, and he is blessed going in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing every damaged emotion, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that he will no longer believe the lies of the enemy, Father God. We fight the mouth of the enemy that is whispering lies in his ears. He will no longer hear those evil thoughts. Your word says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is, Father God. So we ask you to heal and renew the spirit of his mind right now, Father God. That he will think on things that are pure, that he will think on things that are lovely, that he will speak scriptures over his life, Father God, that he will decree and declare that he is called, his chosen, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I speak peace over him, Father God. I speak a sweet peace over him. over him, God. A sweet peace, Father God, that surpasses all understanding, Father God. And this peace and joy that you give him was not given to him by the world, so the world cannot snatch it from him. In the name of Jesus, I declare that everything that the devil has stolen from him shall be returned sevenfold in the name of Jesus. Sheila Baraka, Sheila Baraka. I speak restoration over him right now in the name of Jesus, God. Rejuvenation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. You make no mistake, Father God. Lord, I pray that you allow him not to be moved by what he sees, not to be moved by what he hears, not to be moved by anything that is outside of the will of God. Your word is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, God. Allow him to see that you have the final say, Father God. You had the first word, Father God, and you shall have the last word concerning Javante in the name of Jesus. He is set free by the blood of the Lamb. We declare and decree it to be so right now. He is set free by the blood of the Lamb. We seek freedom Father God. That he will praise, Father God. He will even
know
the shackles off of his feet, Father God, so that he can dance and give you the glory, the praise for what you are about to do in your life, in his life, Father God. Even though he can't see it, Father God, allow him to receive it and believe it to be so, because your word does not come back to him void. In the name of Jesus, God, give him the secret petitions of his heart as he continues to delight himself in you. Protect him, Father God. I plead the blood of Jesus over him. The blood of Jesus over him, Father God, because the blood of Jesus will never, ever lose its power, Father God. We thank you for many victories in Javante's life, Father God. If we have neglected to ask you for anything, Father God, concerning him, we ask that the Holy Spirit will make utterance, Father God. We ask that Jesus himself will intercede for this man of God, and we believe that he is healed, set free, and that all the crooked places are being made straight.
Yes, God.
Jesus will be amen.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Yes, God.
Thank you. Thank you both, ladies. Oh,
yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank
God.
You, Father God. Thank you, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Ladies, we only have 17 minutes remaining. So we can spend these 17 minutes any way your heart desires. So, you know, if there's anything that I didn't ask you that you want to say, we can use this time for that. I don't know what the Lord had said to you about the prayer for my ministry, and we can just spend this time doing that. And I would really love to have you all back. This is good.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
This is good.
I just want to say that for the people, I'm feeling in my spirit that God wants us just not to pray for our family, but pray for the leaders of our countries.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for the leaders of our countries. Pray for the pray for the presidents. Pray for the pray for the county leaders. Pray for the town leaders. That all of them will come on one accord with God.
Yes.
To run the country and the world like it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Yeah. Instead of criticizing and everything, let's pray.
Let's pray.
Thank you, Michelle. And we can do that on the show too before we close out. Sister Keisha.
Yes.
Is there anything else you wanted to say that we didn't talk about?
You know, I just want to thank God for the divine connections, for how, you know, he's not here physically because he is a spirit, But I just want to thank the Lord for how, like Kimmy was saying, how he just uses people to bless us, you know, to come into our path for such a time as this.
Yeah.
Because when Michigan came into my path, I was broken. Yeah. I was depressed. I was suicidal. And I was just ready to give up, and she just stuck by me. You know, she didn't even know me like that, but she came into my life like family,
know.
And at a time that I wasn't financially stable, she invited me and my children for Thanksgiving dinner, and she paid our way to get there. And I just want to thank her.
Hallelujah.
I just want to thank her for blessing me. I want to thank her for blessing my children. I just want to thank the Lord for sparing my life that I didn't kill myself. Because he had a plan for me. I just want to thank God. Because the devil literally told me where to go to kill myself. He said, I want you to go by the meat shop, by the river. And he said, I want you to tie some weights around your ankles. And he said, just drift to the bottom of the water. Because he said, you have nothing to live for. And I was living in a house with no heat, no hot water. Sometimes we didn't have lights. And I was just going through. My children had to move in with my parents. And I came down to that river where the devil told me to kill myself. And I sat here, and something inside me just said, start worshiping. And I just start worshiping God right where the devil told me to kill myself. I just start praising God. And I said, devil, you are a liar, because I know God has a plan for my life. And I'm not going to kill myself. And I'm sitting by that water right now talking to you guys. And this is where I come to spend time with the Lord, where the devil told me to in my life.
Hallelujah.
And I just want to thank God for sparing my life, because I was abused in every way, shape, and form. I was raped. I was molested. I was beaten. I was mentally abused. I was tortured. I was lied to. And I said to the Lord one day, Father God, please, if you would just deliver me. Because I didn't know how to get out of the situation. I didn't know where to start. I said, if you just deliver me from a life of abuse and rejection, I promise you that I will help other women not to give up. And I just thank God for giving me the strength to hold on. I thank the Lord for you, Ms. Daphne, for coming into my life so that I could share this testimony, because this is the time that God has chosen for me to let these things out of how I overcame, so that other people will know that they can overcome too. And if he could do it for me, he could do it for them.
Jesus, thank you, Father God. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Father God. You're worthy, Father. You're worthy.
Thank you, God.
You're worthy,
you are so worthy, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father God. I'm just so thankful.
Yes, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father God. We just thank you, Father God.
Yes, God.
Don't give up, guys. If it's the last thing you do, just call on the name Jesus, because he's there. Call on his name, because he already knows what you have. He knows what you are going through, so just call on his name.
That's it.
And Ms. Sharon, may God just continue to bless you.
Yes, God.
May he just continue to bless you, my sister.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, God.
My
God.
God.
Yes, God.
Wow. Ooh, yes, we have 11 minutes left, Lord. Oh,
yes,
we
God.
Could go on for 24 hours.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
God,
thank you, Lord.
The joy of love is within us. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Keisha, we're going to pray for this ministry of hers, Father. Keisha, we're going to pray for her ministry.
Okay.
Father God, we thank you for Miss Daphne on tonight, Father God. A bold woman of God, Father God. Standing on the word of God, Father God. To bring forth to the people the word that they need, Father God. encouraging the people that they are somebody, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, find favor with her, Father God. Blow her up, Father God, that she could be a blessing to somebody, Father God, and touch hearts that folks that touch people hearts that people cannot touch, Father God, to open up and be a blessing, Father God. And Father God, give her the finances that she needs, Father God, to go higher in within you, Father God, to open up more stations, Father God, I'm over the world, Father God. Father God, from here, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the North Coast to the South Coast, Father God.
Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Open up, blow her up, Father God, because we need bold women of God, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
For you, Father God. And Father God, give her peace, Father God, that passes all understanding, Father God. Father God, when the people get on her nerve and not doing the things that she needs them to do, Father God, give her peace, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, when she sleeps at night, Father God, give her vision, Father God, for how you want her to move for you, Father God.
Thank you.
And Father God, we just thank you, Father God. Father God, I thank you for Keisha on tonight, Father God, for being a blessing in my life, Father God, so I can move forth as a woman of God that I'm supposed to move for, Father God.
Yes.
And Father God, I thank God for Kimmy on tonight too, Father God, for being obedient to the word that had been put out to her, Father God, to move forth in life, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
And I just thank you, Father. I just thank you, Father. And I adore you, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
And Father God, we just want to honor you, Father God. I just want to give you the highest praise. Hallelujah,
yes.
Father. And I just want to thank you, Father God. Father God, let her tread over the serpents to do whatever she has to do for you, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
And thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father God.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yes, Father God, I just thank you, Lord, for your daughter, Father God. Yeah. I thank you, Father God, that you love her, Father God, that you protect her, Father God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you remember her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Father God, for watching over her, Father God. I thank you for protecting her, Father God, and I thank you for keeping her safe, God. I thank you, Lord, that you are everything to her, her husband, Father God, her father, her brother, her sister, her mother, and her friend, Father God. And, Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord, for the prayers of her mother, Father God. I want to thank you, Lord, that the prayers that her mother has prayed for her, Father God, are still being manifested today, Father God.
Hallelujah.
So I thank you for giving her mother the obedience, Father God, to speak life over her daughter, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that she spoke life into her spirit, Father God, and that even during the short time she was on the earth, it was long enough, Father God, for her to nurture this woman of God, to teach her, Father God, to encourage her, Father God, to push her to go forward, God. And even though she's not here right now, Father God, her prayers are still alive, God. Her thoughts are still alive concerning her daughter, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, for blessing her with the awesome, awesome mother, Father God, because some people don't have a mother, Father God. Some people don't have a mother, but they don't care about them, Father God. So we thank you, God, that you knew her before she was even formed in the womb, that you chose her mother, Father God, to be an advocate, to be a representative, to stand in a gap for her daughter, Father God, to push her to become a nurse, Father God, to push her to become the woman of God that she is today, Father God. So, Lord, we honor you, Father God, for how you chose this woman to be the mother of such a beautiful woman of God. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for making all the crooked places straight in her life, Father God. Lord, the vision that she has, God, we thank you for formulating a team of people that are obedient, that are courageous, and that walk by the Spirit, God, so that she doesn't even have to give them a direction, that you will speak to them, God, and they will do something, and they will say, Miss Daphne, we did such and such for you. And she will say, oh, my goodness, I was just going to ask you. So, Father God, we just
thank you, Father God, for bringing the people, Father God, the people that you choose, Father God, to team up, the people that are in line with the vision that you have given her, Father God. But we thank you for opportunities internationally, Father God. We thank you for provisions for her to travel, Father God. We thank you for the private jet, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for that when she goes places, Father God, that people will treat her, that she won't even have to come out of her pocket, because they will see the glory of God upon her life, that even her very enemies will be at her footstool in the name of Jesus. That people will bless her and won't even know why they're doing it, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to erase and replace in her life, Father God. If there is anybody in her path that has no business being there, Father God, I ask that you erase them, God, and that you replace them, Father God, with the people that you choose to walk with her in this journey, in this new season and time, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I pray that you bless the Vision Weekend Conference, Father God. I decree and declare that no weapon that shall be formed against this program will not prosper. I pray that no one person there will leave the same way they came. I pray that everything will come together in order in the name of Jesus. All provisions will be made. Father God, if there are people that you want to be there that cannot afford it, I am thanking you for provision supernaturally, Father God.
Yes.
For them to be able to afford to go. Father God, you have blessed so many people with visions for their business, Father God. I pray, Father God, that your will be done, that these businesses will come to fruition, Father God, that through these businesses that people will bless the nations, Father God. I thank you that Ms. Daphne will be a blessing to the nations, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray that you bless everything that her hands will touch, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God. I just thank you, Father God. I believe that you are walking with her, Father God. I believe that there is a hedge of protection around her, Father God. I believe that every assignment that the enemy has placed against her ministry is canceled in the name of Jesus, God, that she will walk freely and boldly, Father God, and do what you have called her to do with excellence, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Ooh, thank you, ladies. We have 3 minutes. I want you to please give, if there's a website for the prayer line, please give it, and please give the phone number again. Thank you all so much.
No problem. If you go on Facebook, it's www.facebook.com/healingwatersprayerconnection. And the phone number is 949-812-4500. Again, it's 949-812-4500. The access code is 584-568. The access code is 584-568, and it meets every Thursday at 10 p.m.
Well, Miss Sharon, I have to look for you on Facebook, and as soon as somebody befriend me, I have to add you, because Facebook is not letting me add anybody else. I have over 5,000, but I'm asking the Lord for a way to let us connect. You subscribe.
Yes.
I have some other pages there, and I'm so honored and you know, to have spent this time with you ladies, and I want to applaud you for the work that you are doing. And know that I'm only a phone call away, an email away, a Facebook message away. If there's any way I can add value to what you're doing, I want for you to call me and to reach out to me. And, you know, I will be passing this number to other women that I think need it. And when my time allow me to, because sometimes I'm doing some webinars and stuff at that time of the night for different people, but I will be calling in momentarily to be part of this amazing work that you are both doing.
Yes, God.
So I am just so honored.
Thank you, God.
That would be great. We would love to have you on the line, Ms. Daphne. That would be awesome.
Okay, I will be on. I will be on. And whew, what an evening. It is just an amazing. The Spirit of the Lord is just moving. And I want to remind everyone to just stay true to your destiny and calling. I will be talking with you ladies very soon. Stay blessed and keep doing God's work.
Okay, and
amen.
Stay blessed. Amen.
What's the place that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
My destiny.